Praise God.
Okay, can you just recharge from one another? Can you just recharge from one another? Just recharge. Just recharge. Just recharge from one another. Thank you. Recharge, recharge. God bless you. Now tell your neighbor, I am charged. If you are charged, make sure you don't discharge so that you remain charged. It's very easy to discharge. One carnal action around. Just go. Go. Begin to look for. You won't get. The Bible says Esau joked with his birthright. And after he said he sought it with tears, but it was too late. He lost it and lost it forever. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Live an obedient life. But to move forward in life goes beyond prayers. You must follow God's principles. Without holiness, no man can see God. If you want God to be around you, live a holy life. If you want demons to be around you, live an unclean life. Simple, it's a principle. Obey scriptures. You want to prosper, you must be a giver. What you want people to do to you, give it to others also. For it is written, Luke 6 verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Did he mention the thing you are to give? Give, it means anything that proceeds from you to another person, you have given that person. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. The thing where you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Let's read it. Luke 6:38. Press down and shake it together and running over, overflow shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you met with us, it shall be measured to you again. So if you are fond of running down other people through gossip, as you gossip somebody, gossip too, when they follow you, good measure. Press down, shake it together, running over, shall other women gossip you too. You see, it sounds very funny, but it's a fact. I'm only breaking it down for you to understand. Because people think that give, like to give money only. Anything from you to another human being, you have given. Anytime somebody comes to you, the person will live with bitterness. That's all too. After that, anywhere you go, bitterness is going to follow you. Good measure. See, you want to chase another man's wife, abi brother? Or you want to chase another brother? You want to chase another man? You know, you are a single brother. So, you see somebody's wife. Then you begin to chase them. Wait! After you marry, men will chase your wife in good measure. Oh, You didn't give your master money while you are serving him, Abi. One day you two go get boys where go serve you, then go tip you in good.
That's the truth. That's life.
You are a minister under somebody's ministry, Abi. And then you are there messing up his ministry. Bringing reproach to that ministry. Wait till the day your ministry will start. You will have ministers that will give you roughness. In good measure. They will trouble you in good measure. It is a law. It is a law. It's not only for Christians. It is a law of life. It's a law of life. I told you, I said, I knew this law since I didn't write that law. Praise the Lord. When a person begin to live with you, Abi sister, you dey maltreat him. Okay, you know where your picking go there? She don't get mama. She get mama. Okay? You dey treat your daughters different. Treat this one like shit, slave, Abi, because of the 5,000 naira when you dey pay him. Now so God will it must happen. It's a law. Your own picking too. One day, that is why anywhere your children go, no favor. They are wondering why. Anywhere you go, they go, no favor. Well, no favor. Now your mama, all of you now, favor, no, they follow you now. Think, who live with you now? Who live with you now, mama? How did your mama treat her? I'm talking to somebody now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anybody, you live a life of cheating. That's what people are going to cheat you, cheat you, cheat you, cheat you. If you cheat one person, for that one, 10 people go cheat you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. You go, Abi, out of jealousy, you use your mouth. Break a relationship between your girlfriend and her fiance. Watch it. Nobody, everyone that does it. As you want to start your own, something will come and break it. When you want to start, something will come and break it. Not because of the cause, so I'm explaining Bible. Not be me right, Abu. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get with all that getting, get understanding. So wisdom is the principal thing. That's the wisdom for living. I'm telling you now. That is the wisdom for living. A human being is not an ordinary furniture. There is an angel behind every human being that reports the activities of that person before God. And every one of us, be careful how you deal with fellow human beings. It's better you avoid them than to go. And worst of all, when a child of God is undergoing trial that God has allowed, and then you come with your dirty mouth to add more pain by the things you say or the things you do, to add more pain to that person. He said, offense will surely come, but woe unto that person through whom the offense will come. He said it will be better. Praise the Lord. He brought a little child and he said, he that will be greatest in the kingdom must be as this one of these little children. And he said, woe to anyone that shall cause any of these little children to stumble. He said, it will be better for a millstone to be tied on you and they throw you into the water, so that you sink there, suffocate and die, than the type of punishment that will come to you from God. And when he said little children, he's not talking about those little children in the children's church or children where. He's talking about
any one of the children of God that will be converted and be acting like a little child, believing all things, trusting everybody, and then you take advantage of that and you stumble that child, he say, woe to that person. That is what he's saying. Be careful how you deal with children. For as much as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, he said, you have done it to me. And there is the day of the Lord. It is a day of vengeance. So there's a principle. If you will enjoy your life on earth here, let's follow that principle. If you're going to prosper as a Christian, pay your tithe. If you make a vow, keep to that vow. Pay the vow as soon as you are able to. He said he will personally demand it. And when you are coming before God's presence like this to receive from him, don't come empty hand. I see people, when they are coming, they give birth to a child, or they receive promotion, or some material thing they receive. Some of them bring cows. Some of them bring goats. Oh, they'll bring manner of gifts. What are they coming for? I receive a promotion I've been waiting for the past 5 years. And it is good. Show appreciation. Acknowledge him that what I have today is by his grace. Now, that person that brought cow, when he received promotion, what will you bring now that you have received eternal life? Now, the gift you bring will reflect your appreciation or your understanding of what he has given you. Praise the Lord. What should we bring? Anytime there is Thanksgiving, me and my wife, we will talk. What should we bring as a family? And don't just stand up when you reach here and say, hey, did I have Thanksgiving? Oh, hey. I mean, find me 100 naira. People who understand how to walk with God, life is simple. Put your trust in him and don't even deal with him by contract. Deal with him because you love him. And you want to do things that are pleasing before him. When you pay tithes, you are not doing God any pleasure. After all, God is not going to spend any money. God does not eat food. But he uses that money for the work of his ministry. And when you refuse to pay, you are actually trying to frustrate the work of his ministry. And then he will frustrate you too. As you would that men should do to you, so do it to them. You want my life to progress, then do something that will progress the ministry. Well, they say he who has ear to hear, because not everybody get ear to hear. Let them hear what the scripture is saying to the believers. People who practice it, they enjoy it. I'm not saying it so that we will collect your money. Because I was telling some pastors in my office today, I said, I have since discovered that nobody can help God. No man can help God. Except God is not in that matter. And he does not allow anybody to even take glory. He will do it in such a way that he alone will take the glory. And concerning our building project here, God will take all the glory.